Well, this just got less appealing.
Doc?
Here I thought it was going to be a job requiring subtlety.
Maybe it is. Wouldn't be the first time somebody hired me as backup for when the subtlety goes out the window.
So what, then? If nobody needs you, you still get paid the same?
No offense, Doc, but what I'm getting paid is none of your business. You do whatever kind of voodoo you do, and let me worry about my end of things.
I suppose that's fair. And you're not even a little curious about what kind of job calls for a magician and a man who shoots explosives out of his chest?
Maybe I already know.
Of course you do.
No fair starting without me.
Snow Leopard.
It's been a hot minute, Dr. Sphinx. I see you survived the little drop in Guatemala.
For which you deserve zero credit.
You're a big girl. It wasn't my job to keep you safe.
The issue, as I remember, is that you didn't do your job properly, which is why I was unsafe in the first place.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a fun time.
Firecracker, is it? Not sure we've ever worked together.
We are on the same job once, but different cities. Brainwave thing of Professor Insanislav.
Oh, you were the one on the Cleveland team. Good times. Anyway, don't let her get you down. A sphinx is really just another kind of cat. Of course, our claws come out when we meet each other.
A sphinx is a... I think you're right, Firecracker. This is not going to be the best team-up ever.
I don't know. I find gobs and gobs of money make an excellent incentive for team-building. No hellos?
Sorry, Bamboozle. I don't know about them, but I needed a minute.
And why is that?
Because we are assuming you are the one who wanted to hire us. And that changes things.
You have something of a... reputation.
Thank you.
It's not a good thing. The jobs you run turn a little messy.
Is that a problem?
Depends on what my part of the job is.
I want you to do what you do best. Blow things up. And you, Dr. Sphinx, you are there to deal with any mystical protections we encounter. And we almost certainly will encounter some.
And you want me to handle the more mundane security?
Sure, if that makes you happy. But let's get one thing straight. I didn't hire you as a burglar. You're not actually very good at that.
Watch it.
A good burglar gets in, takes the stuff, and gets out, leaving no trace. It's that last part you seem to have a problem with. Your body count is too high to really consider it. Without a trace.
I get the job done.
I'm counting on it. She gets us past the Eldritch stuff. He blows the place to Kingdom Come. And you kill anyone you see who isn't one of us.
Oh. You do know how to sweet talk a girl.
What exactly are we trying to accomplish here? Is there something being guarded you want for yourself?
Doctor... you're the one who collects the mystical doodads. If you see any, help yourself. But that's not the point of this exercise. This is wanton destruction for no other reason than revenge.
I see. Well, the thing is, revenge isn't so good for the bank account.
Correction. It's not good for the bank account of the man seeking revenge. But the supervillain goons he hires for that purpose... one for each of you, just in time for the holiday shopping season. You'll find $500,000 in those bags. Canadian.
Canadian?
Well, that's where we're headed. You see, it's a little job up north.
We just got an update.
You got any threes?
Go fish.
Really? Not one, three.
Yes, that's why I said, go fish. If I had a three, I would have given it to you.
Could we be missing a three in this deck?
Excuse me, we have an update.
Calm down, Frosty. What's the word on the update?
He's adding 133.
Since yesterday. Big jump.
Probably because of Black Friday. You got any sixes?
Go fish.
Okay, you don't have to say it like you're wishing doom upon me and all my descendants.
Like you could ever have descendants. You got any fours?
I have 1 4.
133.
I don't think she knows how this game is played.
Would you two stop playing games? This is a big update.
Oh, please.
Frosty, relax. We've packed an extra 200 for the last shipment. We always send more than he needs. You know that. I'll put together another load of 100 just to keep the buffer there, and I'll send it with the next courier.
All right. Let's go.
It's not that urgent. It can at least wait until I'm done with dinner. You should eat too.
I'm not hungry. I'm stressed.
Which is why the boss sent you here. You were heading for a nervous breakdown. I know you're used to running on all cylinders, but that is not a requirement for this office. We have plenty of time to put together another shipment. At least have a cup of cocoa.
Open up!
What the figgy pudding is that?
Open this door right now!
Okay, this is weird. Can I help? Ah!
Get everyone's photo, Oliver.
On it.
What is this?
That's a great question. What, in fact, is this? Because it looks to me like it's a mining operation.
Are you kidding?
Answer me!
Yeah, I don't think so. You're on private property right now, so if anyone's going to answer questions, I'm thinking it's not going to be me.
Nice try, but this is an illegal mining operation.
No permits. Not one. I checked every database I could find. No one seems to even know you folks exist, which is a little bit of an issue for an environmental nightmare like this, don't you think?
Oh, for the love of good King Wenceslaus.
And, interesting to note, there's not one piece of protective equipment. How dumb are you people?
We don't need protective equipment.
Figs, shut it!
Oh, I think you want to start talking. Figs. That's the kind of nickname people are going to know, I'm guessing. So now that we have your photographs and all the evidence we will ever need to shut this place down, we're heading straight to the RCMP. If you're smart, you'll come with us and turn yourselves in.
Oh, holy night.
Is that as bad as I think it is?
Well, it looks like maybe someone is taking this seriously.
Read the room, lady. You're a pest we can deal with. That's a bigger deal.
Hey, Mrs. C, I'm really hoping this is a social call.
I know, dear. But I'm afraid not. We have four on the way to you.
This is a really bad time. We have visitors.
I know. And they're in danger, too. Oliver went from list to list a few times before he turned 10, but he mostly turned out okay. He dresses up like Santa every year. Sandra there? Well, she's been a nice kid the whole time. Always trying to do the right thing, which is probably why she's there at all. There's not a whole lot of room for anything but a happy ending tonight. The boss is on his way, but you need to keep them safe. I'm sorry to ask, Cookie.
In the job description. Thank you, Mrs. C.
Hey, you listen to me. I'm setting a place at the New Year's table for you, and I expect to see you there. No excuses. Do this right and come home. Merry Christmas, Cookie.
Frosty, Tinsel, Figs, Amscray.
Excuse me? No one's going anywhere.
If you're staying, I'm staying.
You are not. The boss sent you down here because he's worried about you. I'm not sending you back to him in a box.
What are you talking about? Nobody said anything about killing anyone. We're sending you to jail. Stop being so...
Nobody's talking to you, lady. Cookie, we can help. You know we can.
That's not the plan, Tinsel. All of you go now.
Nobody's going anywhere.
Merry Christmas, Cook.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
What?
They just...
vanished. The word is vanished.
But how?
It's not important. If everything goes well, you'll forget this whole thing by tomorrow morning.
But if they don't go well?
Yes. Don't keep us in suspense. What happens?
No. No, 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 no. This can't be happening.
If I had a nickel for every time someone said that when they saw me.
What kind of mining operation is this?
That is such a good question. Why don't you tell them?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Sphinx, what is this?
It's a protective ward. A fairly strong one, too.
So I can't kill them?
It might shatter your essence across a few dimensions. So please, by all means, give it a try.
You're not getting paid to squabble. Dr. Sphinx, this is the kind of magic I brought you along for. Can you break it?
Probably, but not easily. The first purple candle has been lit. His power is on the ascendancy. This will take some time.
Kasur al-Jidar.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds.
Kasur al-Jidar.
What is happening?
But the prettiest sight you'll see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
Kasur al-Jidar.
You all right?
Winded, but it's down. You should be able to do what you want to those two.
Those two?
The short one is immortal. You can't kill him.
Sounds like a project to me.
Just let us go.
Sorry, can't hear you. You're already dead. You two don't belong here, which means you're not going to attract the attention of anyone I'm interested in.
Don't be too sure. They're on the nice list.
What?
The magic wouldn't have worked otherwise.
So you're saying he's on his way?
I'm here already, Jeffrey.
Leopard! Kill him! Kill him a lot!
Rebecca, it's time you were in bed, don't you think?
What?
Bedtime!
But I'm not sleepy.
So many children throughout the years who thought they only dreamed of seeing me. Sending them back to sleep was the first piece of real magic I learned.
We need to get out of here. It's some kind of gas leak.
Gas leak?
I don't know about you, but I see Santa Claus saving us from a pack of supervillains.
Oh, gas leak it is.
Sorry, boss. I held out as long as I could.
You did fine, Cookie. You earned your eggnog today, and then some. They're on the sleigh now, Jeffrey. You can't touch them.
Firecracker, do your thing. Burn him where he stands.
Am I really supposed to fry some guy in a Santa suit? That's seriously what's happening here?
May as well not bother, David. I slide down chimneys, remember? Wouldn't have lasted long if fire could hurt me.
Dr. Sphinx, do something!
No. There's punching above your weight class, and then there's trying to knock out a mountain.
I'm paying you to deal with his magic.
And I'm telling you, nothing I have is going to do diddly against Santa Claus.
This guy's really Santa?
He really is. And I'm not doing anything stupid against that kind of power. Sorry, Bamboozle. No refunds. You should have told me what the job was in the first place. I'm out. Firecracker, I'll offer you a ride if you like.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sure I'm on the naughty list, but I don't want to be the actual Grinch.
When I get my hands on you two...
Save it, Mr. Scrooge.
You really can't blame her. I gave Samantha her first magic kit when she was 6 and still on the nice list.
Don't you dare talk to me about gifts.
But that's what this is all about, Jeffrey. You came here to destroy the mine where I get my coal. That's all right. I don't mind. I hate giving out the stuff in the first place.
It didn't stop you when I was a child.
No matter what I gave you, it would have turned into coal. That's how the magic works. And you were that naughty a kid. Honestly, I only keep this place running so the elves don't have to spend time making a toy and wrapping it only to have it transformed before the child ever sees it. That's cruel to everyone involved. But if you want to destroy this place because you turned what could have been an action figure into a piece of coal, you go right ahead.
I'm not going to stop with this place.
You can't kill me, Jeffrey. I know it's strange for you now, facing a problem you can't murder, but this one is so beyond you.
You gave me coal.
I did. You know, a long time ago, there was a wicked man who cheated, who stole, and who even killed a man once. He did it all for nothing but gold.
What is this?
Santa's telling a story, little boy. Be quiet and listen. One day, he stole gold from the wrong person, and a curse was laid on his head. Every time he touched money, it turned to coal. Any time he touched food, it turned to coal. Soon he was terrified and hungry. He ran north in a blind panic and soon found himself lost in the snowy wilderness. He came across a young woman who had come out looking for something to eat as her food had all run out. She was frozen near to death. The wicked man didn't really think about it, but he brought out a bag that had once been coins, and he set the coal that was now in it on fire. That flame warmed the young woman, and the two of them sat near it long into the night. By and by, the smoke attracted the attention of some of the wee folk. They saw the wicked man had used the coal to help someone else. He'd figured out the point of the curse and therefore broken it. They took the two young people in, and life was very different for them from then on. Oh, it's been a long time since I told that story, Jeffrey. I don't know if that helps you understand why you got a lump of coal, but... well, at least you know how I met Mrs. Claus now. Rebecca will be waking up soon. Take her home when you're done with what you want to do here.
Still going to find a way to get you.
If you must. It's always up to you which list you want to be on. Just remember... I always wanted you to have a Merry Christmas, Jeffrey. I always wanted that. You've been listening to A Little Job Up North, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Dr. Sphinx was Rebecca Scheimer. Firecracker was Andrew Dell. Snow Leopard was Andy Gastengi. Bamboozle was Adam Gastengi. Frosty was Brianna Kuby. Tinsel was Liz Music. Figs was Rick Tennant. Cookie was Aaron Micah White. Sandra was Joe Wenzel, Oliver was Ray Greenley, Mrs. Claus was Dana Bonner Andreessen, and Santa was Dan Wenzel. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everyone. Happy holidays, and we'll talk to you later.